Welcome to the Emmaus Bible Hour. This is a program for you and your family, a time to see what God has to say to us through His Word. The Associated Press reported that in a certain place, authorities were investigating reports that about 20 people had sold their property and had left the area with a man who claimed to be from outer space. A law enforcement officer said that he had received word that one man sold his $5,000 fishing boat for $5 and of a new van that was given away. These people were told that they would be taken away in an UFO, or unidentified flying object. Down through the years, there have been those who have been deceived by others. Some of these are what we call false teachers. As Paul wrote to the people at Galatia, this was one of the problems. After Paul had been there, false teachers had come and had spread wrong doctrine. With this broadcast, we begin a new series of studies. We're taking up Paul's great letter to the Galatians. Dr. C. Norman Bartlett states, "Galatians is beyond question one of the most important books in the New Testament. No other sets forth the doctrine of justification by faith so concisely or more convincingly." In the hands of Martin Luther and other great leaders of the movement, it proved to be the hammer of the Reformation. We're glad to have you listening to this first broadcast in this series. We'd like to invite you to write to us so that we can send you information on obtaining these study notes. We're using the Emmaus Correspondence Course on Galatians, written by William MacDonald. Our address will be given at the close of this 15-minute program. Now, Lesson 1, Paul's Purpose in Writing. During his early missionary journeys, the Apostle Paul visited Asia Minor. This is roughly the area now occupied by the country of Turkey. Paul was preaching the glorious message that salvation is by faith in Christ alone. Many of his hearers were saved, and some churches were formed. Several of these churches were in Galatia, a district in the center of Asia Minor. The inhabitants of Galatia were descendants of the Gauls, people who originally lived in what is now known as Western Europe. They were known to be restless, warlike, and changeable. They were Gentiles, not Jews. In fact, some of us come from that stock. After Paul had left this area, false teachers entered the churches and introduced wrong doctrine. And they taught that salvation was by faith in Christ plus keeping the law. Their message was a mixture of Christianity and Judaism, of grace and law, of Christ and Moses. They also tried to turn the Galatians away from Paul by saying that he was not a genuine servant of the Lord, and therefore his message was not reliable. They sought to undermine confidence in the message by undermining confidence in the messenger, Paul. Many of the Galatian Christians were affected by their evil suggestions. Thus, you see, Paul really had a problem. Sorrow and disappointment filled Paul's heart when this news reached him from Galatia. Had his labors among them been in vain? Could the Christians still be rescued from these Judaistic, legalistic teachings? Paul was stirred to swift and decisive action. He took his pen and wrote this indignant letter to his children in the faith. In it, he sets forth the true character of salvation as being given by grace from beginning to end, not earned by law-keeping, either in whole or in part. Good works are not a condition of salvation, but a fruit of it. The Christian has died to the law. He leads a life of holiness, not by his own efforts, but by the power of the indwelling Holy Spirit of God. We're going to pause right here before we begin our detailed study. It'll give you time to get your Bible, a notebook, and pen, and then turn to the book of Galatians in the New Testament. Listening to the Emmaus Bible Hour. And you've tuned in at the right time as we're just ready to look at the first verse in the letter to the Galatians. This is Galatians chapter 1, verse 1. Paul, an apostle, not sent from man, nor through the agency of man, but through Jesus Christ, and God the Father who raised him from the dead. At the very outset, Paul insists that his call as an apostle was divine. It did not originate with men. Neither was it communicated from God through men. It came directly from Jesus Christ and God the Father who raised him from the dead. A man who is thus called by God alone and is responsible to God alone has freedom to preach God's message without fear of man. In this verse, the deity of Christ, the fact that he is God, is both stated and implied. It is stated in the expression, nor through the agency of man, but through Jesus Christ. It is implied by the way in which Paul links together Jesus Christ and God the Father, putting them on equality with one another. Now, verse 2. This is Galatians chapter 1, verse 2. Paul continues, and all the brethren who are with me to the churches of Galatia. The apostle associates himself with the brethren who were with him. These brethren joined in appealing to the Galatians to hold on to the truth of the gospel. This letter to the churches of Galatia shows a deliberate lack of warmth. Ordinarily, Paul addressed believers as the church of God, saints, or the faithful in Christ Jesus. He often expresses thanks for the Christians or prays for their virtues. Frequently, he mentions individuals by name, but there's none of that here. The seriousness of the error in the Galatian churches caused him to be stern and cool toward them. Let's look now at the third verse, Galatians 1, verse 3. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace and peace are two of the great words of the gospel. Grace is God's undeserved kindness toward ungodly sinners. Instead of asking a person to do, it tells what God has done. It invites people to receive salvation as a gift. Peace is a result of grace. When a sinner receives the Savior, he has peace with God. He rests in the knowledge that the penalty of his sins have been paid, that all his sins have been forgiven, that he will never be condemned. Now verses 4 and 5 together. Speaking of the Lord Jesus, Paul writes, who gave himself for our sins, that he might deliver us out of this present evil age, according to the will of our God and Father, to whom be glory forevermore. Amen. Galatians 1, verses 4 and 5. Paul here reminds his readers of the tremendous cost of their salvation. Since the Lord Jesus Christ gave himself to settle the sin question, then it is both unnecessary and impossible for us to add to such a work, or to help atone for our sins by law-keeping. Christ is the sole and sufficient Savior. Each phrase of these first five verses is meaningful, much truth being expressed in a few words. Paul has stated in embryo the two main subjects which will occupy the rest of the letter: his authority as an apostle and his gospel of the grace of God. He is now ready to speak directly to the Galatians concerning the problem at hand. Galatians 1:6. I am amazed that you are so quickly deserting him who called you by the grace of Christ for a different gospel. Galatians 1:6. Paul confronts the Galatians at once on their readiness to accept error. He is amazed that they should so suddenly surrender the truth of the gospel, and solemnly labels their action as deserting God for a false gospel. They had been called into the grace of Christ. Now they were putting themselves under the curse of the law. They had accepted the true gospel. Now they were abandoning it for a different gospel, which was not good news at all. It was just a perverted message, a mixture of grace and law. There are two words in Greek for another. One means another of the same kind. The other means another of a different kind. The Galatians were turning to a different kind of gospel, which was not another like the one that Paul had preached. Paul twice pronounces a solemn curse of God on anyone who preaches a different gospel. And thus you see how very important this letter is. If it is a serious matter for someone to give another person food with poison in it, how much more serious it is to give people teaching with poison in it. Next time, we will go further into this problem. We would urge you to read this book of Galatians as your assignment. Also, be sure to take down our address, which will be given in a few moments, so that you can write for these study notes. You have been listening to the Emmaus Bible Hour.